Kenneth Schmidt is the executive director of Hope House of Milwaukee, which operates several shelters in the city. He says they've prepared extra space in all of their shelters for the increase and set up warming stations. Schmidt says most of their emergency shelters in Milwaukee are already at capacity, which is 82 small living units for families and 453 beds for individuals.
There's just so many beds within any system, and so we're getting, we'll probably get more need up front in the next few months, but we definitely have seen a slowdown with the speed that we can move people into their own housing.
Schmidt adds people are staying longer, mainly because it's harder to find jobs. People are also extending their stays at the emergency shelter of Fox Valley. Executive Director Deborah Cronmiller says more people are living in poverty, so in many cases a job loss or cut in hours means they can't afford housing. At Madison's Men's Emergency Drop-In Shelter, Stephen Schooler says they're providing shelter for about 150, the same number of people as last year. But the length of stays have been getting longer. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.